we stood something up on the other side of that door there, you'd say that the room is what, the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. And a place where you might keep stock and cattle on a farm would be a what?
Barn.
Okay. What about the front part of a barn that's kind of fenced in?
Lot.
Okay. Now, some people call that the barnyard. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I'd call it a barnyard if it didn't have a fence around it.
Right. Oh, really?
That's
I never heard it anything but a lot, but I didn't know that the fence...
A lot had got a fence around it.
Okay. What about a place in the barn to store hay?
Low.
Okay. What about when you're cutting hay and you put it up in little bunches until you can take it and store it? Those little bunches are called what?
Windrows.
Okay. A place where you might buy milk and butter, other than a grocery store. You might.
A dairy.
Okay. And if you wanted to boil some water outside, you'd get a big black what?
Pot.
Okay. You might say, well, I just can't wear these old shoes and this old suit anymore. I'm going to have to get some new shoes and a...
New suit.
Okay. What about a male hog that's been trimmed? Is there any name been cut or trimmed? Is there any name for that? What do they call them?
A bar.
Okay. And I wonder, the last thing I need for you to do is to just count kind of slowly from 1 to 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And the number after 29 is what?
30.
And after 39?
40.
Okay, and after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And 10 hundreds is a what?
1,000.
Okay. And there's one other thing I wanted to ask you, something that I'm kind of interested in on my own. You remember the Depression in Alabama?
Yes, sir, I do.
How did you get through the Depression?
Well, it's hard to tell you.
Well, I mean, were you farming at the time?
We were farming. And my father was working at a sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
But we were trying to make a little crop. He was running the compass here for a big sawmill man. They had that old blue meal. Did you ever see any of it?
Any old what?
Blue meat, blue flour.
No.
Oh, boy. Right.
Blue flour?
Blue flour. See, then you couldn't get but just a little good flour. Well, they had this old blue flour, and I'd rather have good cornbread than to have it.
Well, I never heard of the blue flour.
It sure was pitiful.
Well, it hadn't been bleached or anything. It looked like it's come out of the...
Oh. It never had nothing. Don't look like it.
And that's an in
the ground, but that's all.
Yeah.
I have worked, and I've done grown and married. I worked a whole week for $9.
Mm-hmm.
And I furnished a mule and a skidding rig, skidding logs for a sawmill.
And you furnished your own equipment?
Furnished my own equipment and worked for $9 a week. That's something, ain't it?
That is something. And then you just grew enough vegetables and things to keep.
That's right. All we buy was coffee and flour.
Sugar.
And sugar.
Couldn't get sugar.
We'd raise
them in. You know, get sugar.
Well, yeah, that's when that Depression was worse, and during World War II.
Yeah, now I remember during World War II when you couldn't get sugar,
yeah.
And couldn't buy tires and all that kind of thing. Well, that was really something. That has just always interested me because I've heard my...